Time Warrior. How to defeat procrastination, people-pleasing, self-doubt, overcommitment, broken promises, and chaos. Author, Steve Chandler. Non-linear time management. Non-linear time management is a commitment to action in the present moment. It's looking at a task and choosing now or not now. If it's not now, it's got to be never. Or placed in a time capsule that is a spot on the calendar and therefore out of mind. The mind must remain clear and empty of all future considerations. The old-fashioned time management programs had a huge burdensome focus on the future. The line of tasks stretched out forever into the future. This resulted in massive pathological procrastination. Everything got put off in the name of perfectionism. Therefore, there wasn't much astonishing success happening for the world-weary practitioner. But when people go non-linear, new life and energy come in. When they open their emails, they don't save them for later. They have to deal with them if they open them. All fear comes from picturing the future. Putting things off increases that fear. Only a warrior's approach will solve this. A warrior takes his sword to the future and all circumstances that don't allow him to fully focus. Why not do something with your time? We average people are usually too diffuse to connect with anything. We scatter our forces. We try to please. We unconsciously change ourselves every day while desperately trying not to. One foul mood sweeps in and no one recognizes it. Or a buoyant mood overcomes us and we get our hopes up. Then the mood fades and we become someone else. All the energy it takes to try to hold in one consistent personality together could have been used to create something. You'll never find time. Time cannot be found. However, it can be made. How? It's made in your mind. By slowing down paradoxically. By creating your day. By being ruthless. With great swings and swipes of your sword. You develop a brutal grace. Cutting out the unnecessary instead of letting your calendar abuse you. And letting people use you. Why am I procrastinating? How do I distinguish between waiting, listening inside for inspiration, and procrastination? If I'm legitimately waiting for time to be right and inspiration to emerge on a creative project, I have no problem waiting. If I'm procrastinating, there is something to do that I know needs to be done. Then I want to identify my next action. So once I identify the big scary imagined task as a distortion produced by my own worried mind, I want to go small, as small as possible. What can I do in the next 3 minutes? And when we say 3 minutes, that doesn't mean you can't take that small and split it from three to a minute and a half. Just do it. Otherwise we ruminate, brood, meditate, and wander the intracranial halls of self-loathing and mental fatigue, making up all sorts of mystical stories that keep us fearful, passive, and always out of action. You can solve all the worry and decision-making anxiety by taking action, by having plans, by asking whenever stuck, what's my next action? And then doing that action now. Action, movement, decisive energy solves almost everything. Increase your capacity for living now. The time warrior steals from the future. Then they pour their stolen gold into the present moment. They embrace the present and increases their capacity for living. Only then can the future truly be bright. Warm up what you're doing. Actions warm the body into fire. The biggest fallacy there is about making good use of one's time is that you have to feel like doing something before you can do it. That you have to know how to motivate yourself prior to your action. Try this. Having the action happen first. You can work up a sweat with wild action just by doing it. Then a funny thing happens, the motivation shows up. It was there all along. Fighting to remain focused. Stop fighting. Notice that when your eyes are looking at something far away, the best thing to bring the objects into clear focus is to relax your eyes and let the object come to you. It's a gentle letting go of eye strain that brings an object into focus. Focusing on a task is the same process. A relaxed experience in which you let yourself get drawn into the joy of the task and the energy that arises in the work. You let the task come to you and join with your energy and imagination. And this merely takes practice. Your problem is not time management. Instead of always saying, I'm having a real problem with time management, start finding out what's beneath the time management problem. Because if you had a clear objective, let's say your objective was to go to the airport and fly to New York City, you would have no problem managing time. You're on your way out the door to the car to drive you to the airport, and somebody says to you, "Hey, do you have a minute? I've got a couple of things I want to discuss." You simply say, "No, I don't. I don't have time right now. I'm on my way to the airport." You are a warrior in that moment of time. You can say no. You have a commitment. How to overcome procrastination. Do the things you're procrastinating on. Those are the steps you would take. List three things you've procrastinated on. Do those three things. Those three things will be your three first steps. If you really want real steps, they will always work in a guaranteed way. If procrastination is occurring, do all the things you're procrastinating on. Doing the impossible. It's useful to do the impossible because our minds put way too many of our visions in that unreachable, impossible category. Soon everything exciting looks unreasonable, and the poor human is left with mediocrity and nothing more. Open that box in the brain where you've put all the wonderful things you could be doing but won't, because you have given those things the demon brand impossible. Having you do the impossible tricks your mind into ignoring the label and taking action to actually do the thing. Stop worrying about growing old. Not ever growing old would be one way to manage time. But is it really a good thing not to grow old? Is it worthwhile to even think about these things when we could be living instead? Why contemplate approaching old age? Fear comes from contemplating the future. Love, on the other hand, comes from present moment active service. If you're swept up in pure creative service, you won't know what age you are. You won't care. Practice everything you want to be good at, no matter what age you think you are. Stop lying to yourself. People want their life to be different. People want success instead of failure. But when people begin sentences with, "I don't know how to," and right then they are down the rabbit hole, they've become victims. The primary thought of a victim is, "I don't know how to," and it's always a lie. If you want to be a coach, coach. If you want to be a singer, sing. If you want to be a writer, write. If you want to succeed, succeed. Aristotle said, "Whatever we learn to do, we learn by actually doing it." A warrior doesn't have to know what to do. A warrior doesn't have to know how to do something. A warrior simply chooses to do it.